Needless to say, unexpected increases in inflation are the de facto equivalent of outright default. For inflation allows all debtors, including the government, to repay their debts in currency that has much less purchasing power than it did when the loans were made. In much of the book, we will explore these crises separately. But crises often occur in clusters. In the penultimate text chapter of this audiobook, we will look at situations such as the Great Depression of the 1930s and the latest worldwide financial crisis, in which crises occur in bunches and on a global scale. Of course, financial crises are nothing new. They have been around since the development of money and financial markets. Many of the earliest crises were driven by currency debasements that occurred when the monarch of a country reduced the gold or silver content of the coin of the realm to finance budget shortfalls often prompted by wars. Technological advances have long since eliminated a government's need to clip coins to fill a budget deficit. But financial crises have continued to thrive through the ages, and they plague countries to this day. Most of our focus in this audiobook is on two particular forms of crises that are particularly relevant today.